Good morning. I hope you've not been blown away in the last few days. Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not raised in haughty looks. I do not occupy myself in great matters with things that are too high for me. For I have quieted and stilled my soul, like a weaned child on its mother's breast. So my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, trust in the Lord, from this time forth for evermore. That is a difficult read for me. I do want to find out things and scurry about searching for information that I think I ought to know. And then I want to verify them from a reliable source. Being stilled and quieted does not come easily to me. It's interesting that Ernesto's sermon on Sunday warned us that there is much we cannot know, and not being able to understand leaves us with the capacity for wonder and remembering that we rely on faith much more than we often wish to acknowledge. When I first looked through that psalm, it reminded me of a poem by Walt Whitman, The Explorers, one verse of which reads, "Down from the gardens of Asia descending, Adam and Eve appear, then their myriad progeny after them, wandering, yearning with restless explorations, questionings, baffled, formless, feverish, with never happy hearts, with that sad, incessant refrain, wherefore, unsatisfied soul, whither, O mocking life? Ah, who can soothe these feverish children? Who justify these restless explorations? Who speak the secret of the impassive earth?" Rayform Williams used this and other poems of Whitman in his Sea Symphony, a choral symphony with full orchestra and soloists. This verse uses the lower voices in the choir, and I have sung this piece several times and hope to do so again. When will we be able to sing again? I feel more yearning than stilled nowadays. How about you? But nonetheless, the message of the psalm is clear. Eternal God, calm and quieten our souls. Keep us humble and full of wonder and trusting as we live in your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. St. John's Gospel, chapter 13. Verses 3, 4 and 5 and 12, 13 and 14. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel about himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wiped them with the towel that was wrapped around him. After he had washed their feet and had put on his robe, he returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, but you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet, for I have set you an example." Again, another of those readings that is difficult. We often don't put it into practice. I'm not saying this in the sense that our social practice is not to wash feet, like they did in our Lord's time. but any duty that asks us to take the lowest price when we meet others, whoever they are, does not come easy for most of us. That level of humble service can only be achieved by prayer and discipline. Let us pray for the Church, that we and all Christian people may find ways in which they are called to put on the towel in the service of others. Let us pray for the witness of church buildings as we move to resuming the use of them for worship and service in our communities. Please pray also, specifically, for the Reverend George Mwara, who has been sent on sick leave by his doctor and needs rest and seclusion. Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine, and visit it with thine own ardour glowing. O Comforter, draw near, within my heart appear, and kindle it, thy holy flame bestowing. Let us pray for the world, for all those who are serving the needs of others, by healing, caring, organising, listening, understanding, learning, feeding, and just being with others for company. For those who have been placed in isolation for their own health needs, as they start, as from yesterday, to reintegrate with families and friends. Let holy charity mine outward vesture be, and lowliness become mine inner clothing. True lowliness of heart, which takes the humbler part, and o'er its own shortcomings weeps with loathing. Those verses are from the hymn written by Richard Littledale, who, with John Mason Neal, both clergymen in the Oxford movement, wrote biblical commentaries in the 19th century. They both also, but individually, wrote hymns based upon earlier poems by medieval mystics. And this one is based upon a poem by Bianco de Siena, who lived in the 14th century. The music was written by Ralph Vaughan Williams for English Hymnal in the early 20th century. You can't have too much of music by Ralph Vaughan Williams. I want to finish echoing the blessing that was given in our Sunday worship. Jesus has called each of us to come to him and has blessed us with his riches. Now he asks us to be his disciples, so that people we meet may meet him also and listen to him through us. What a responsibility. What a challenge. May we all have a day with an awareness that Almighty God our Father, Jesus Christ our brother, and the Holy Spirit, our strength and guide, will be with us today and always. Amen.